When I was a kid, I was interested in a couple of things, I guess, building models. I was, and also got interested in amateur radio, kind of building very primitive radio sets and listening to long distance to radio people. Yeah. But there's a real community of ham radio people, and so you could correspond with people, and they'd be very friendly, and they would send cards saying, "Yes, you heard my station in Australia." You know, as the schoolboy in Edinburgh, and you could pick up these faraway stations and write to them, say, "Oh, I have picked you up," and so forth. And, you know, so that was a bit of a craze for a while. So did that. Started off with a crystal set, if you've ever heard of that.
Indeed.
And moved on to actual amplifiers and tuners and things with valves in those days rather than transistors, of course. But in terms of sport, I was not particularly good at any team sport. I played, as you know, that was part of the deal. But the thing it turned out that I was actually quite good at was rifle shooting. That school, along with other middle class and upper class schools, I guess, at the time, had a cadet force, so that there was a kind of junior military kind of thing. And again, most kids joined this in one section or another. And one of the benefits of that, for me, as it turned out, was you get access to rifle shooting. And I turned out to be quite good at that. So I ended up as the school captain of a rifle shooting for a couple of years.